The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Otto. Our first guest today, we're going to go right to our first guest because it's special, and I'm going to bring up some PI stuff in a little while. But our first guest is Dr. Larry, who is an audiologist, but he's a very holistic audiologist. And it's not just hearing for the sake of hearing. It's everything that goes with it. It's an important function in one's life.
Yeah, yes, good. Thank you. Well, thank you for having me. Yeah, and that's true. You know, there's been a lot of research lately about the importance of hearing for healthy aging and mental and emotional health. So it's an exciting time for me for to be an audiologist, because there's a lot we can do now that we couldn't do in the past. Not just to make people hear beeps and tones, but to help them enjoy a better quality of life.
Right. Yeah. It's so important. I mean, sometimes you realize that when there's a person who can't hear, and they're lost in a conversation. But it's not just losing that word. It's losing the feeling of everything.
Right. And it affects relationships.
Right. That's true, too.
You know, in my office...
just to interrupt you, sometimes it can make them better, too. Let's be real.
Well, I did have one patient that he had hearing problems, and we set him up with hearing aids and things, and he was hearing much better. And I asked him how he's doing, and he said, "I'm very disappointed." And I said, "What do you mean? You told me you're hearing better." He says, "Well, used to be when my wife asked me to take out the garbage, I could honestly say, sorry, I didn't hear you. Now I have no excuses." but it has, because relationships are based on communication,
right,
obviously. And you know that people that become isolated develop all kinds of, you know, problems, depression, other issues, and it's an effect on their life in dramatic ways.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I'm aware of hearing aids, and I realize now how much you don't hear when you don't have the hearing aids on. Hearing aids are not perfect, but they sure help. There's no question about it.
Yeah, and in many cases, a big part of it is how much concentration and effort you have to put into listening. Because as we get older, especially, our ability to concentrate, our attention span may become diminished. And in some cases, because of hearing loss, it takes so much extra effort and attention that it's fatiguing, and people become irritable because
mm-hmm.
of that.
Yeah. It's frustrating when you can't hear or understand what's going on, and you're stretching to get the conversation. Then it's like, I'd rather not be part of this. I don't need it.
Right, and it affects relationships in a lot of ways. There's something called your communication diet.
Okay.
It's interesting. And the idea is, you know, if you're unhealthy and you go to a nutritionist, they will analyze your diet, and you may have different problems. It's possible you may have not enough nutrition, not enough calories. You may have maybe eating a lot, but all junk food. So when you have a hearing loss, friends and family that know you're having hearing difficulties, where normally they would get into in-depth discussions with you, because they know it's going to be a hassle, they may just give you the Reader's Digest version. Because they don't want to get into this frustrating situation where you're going to ask them to repeat themselves. So the communication you're getting is, you could be malnourished as far as communication goes.
That's right. Yeah.
I have a little story that just came up the other day, and it has to do with a sister-in-law of mine, and it has to do with how you might be careful about bad hearing, how it could impact your health. And what happened was, my sister-in-law was in the hospital. She's 89. And her daughter was with her, and the nurse was outside the room saying to her daughter, "Well, your mother hears pretty good. You know, she's very responsive when she talks to me." So her daughter said, "Yes, she's very responsive. She always says yes to everything you say." So the nurse decided to give it a little test, and she went back into the room, and she said to my sister-in-law, "Do you have AIDS?" She said, "Yeah." True story.
That's a good
right,
one.
Right, yeah, and that's it's an interesting thing. I mean, maybe later we can talk about that. There's different ways that people try to cope with their hearing loss, and one way is just to nod and smile, you know, which of course is not very effective.
No, but it could be dangerous, too, because if you're nodding and smiling when you're in a hospital or in a medical situation, you might be nodding and smiling to the wrong thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, people absolutely. And it's, you know.
Yeah, I have AIDS, yeah.
No, it's amazing. And you're right about also being excluded. Because I've been in conversations where it's like, don't bother, he can't hear you anyway. So it's like, let's, you know, you're trying to be nice. But then for the other people involved, it's like, keep repeating it for Larry. It doesn't make any sense.
Right. And I think with, you know, I really like the focus of Project Independence on helping people aging in place, right? And so I think not being able to communicate or being left out of things, that's something that's going to make it a lot harder for people to be independent and you know, live on their own without having to, you know, depend on others.
Right. So, Larry did my intro, Project Independence. It's to help people age in place. For any information on Project Independence, call 311.
Right, exactly.
You'll get information from Larry. You'll get information from anybody you need.
You know, since we're not on television, people can't see that you're sitting here with a guitar in your hand.
Oh, yes.
Right. And I think another thing that people can't enjoy as much when they, or maybe not at all, when they have a hearing problem, is music.
Yeah, that's important. You know, people don't think about that a lot when people talk about hearing loss. You know, they think about not hearing their friends and family, but there's so many other things that if you have good hearing, you enjoy hearing and you benefit from that you may not think of. Even, you know, birds singing or rustling of leaves or music. That can have such an impact on people's, you know, happiness and enjoyment in life. Yeah, you know, I there's something very special about music. You know, I have one patient that has severe Alzheimer's, cannot remember, you know, what happened 2 minutes ago, but if you play a song that was popular when she was a teenager, she knows every word.
Wow.
You know. Because something about a music affects our emotions and our memory, and it's a healthy thing. Actually, research is telling us now that people that have musical training, musicians or amateur musicians, do better listening to speech and background noise than people that have the same hearing loss but haven't had that training yet.
Interesting.
So I picked a special song for you, just for you.
That's all. This is his first professional appearance.
Yes, yes, and I.
When I came in this morning, I was wondering why all those people are outside.
That is a big full parking lot.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Dr. Larry,
they heard he was on.
Orientation.
I take requests as long as you only request the one song I know. I'll take any request as long as. So what I prepared, you know, I was thinking what to play for this show, and I was thinking that, you know, one of the things that I've been interested in is healthy aging. I'm aging, you know, everyone's aging, and what promotes healthy mental health, emotional health, and all the research is telling us that having good relationships, family and friends, and not being isolated is a big part of it. So I heard a song, heard Frank Sinatra sing a song, You Make Me Feel So Young. I'm not going to be able to sing it as good as he did. But I thought it would be an interesting song because having good relationships which require communication, good hearing, does make people feel young. And, of course, the opposite, being isolated, causes, you know, other problems. So...
Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think Otto's going to sing background music.
Otto's going to dance. Otto's going to get up on the stage. He's going
to
be the go-go dancer.
You'll be able to see it on the
radio.
Otto
wanted to be a song and dance man with absolutely no ability.
We'll tell everybody that you were dancing because it's a radio.
There you go.
All right, see if I can straighten this out. All right, so let's see. You make me feel so young. You make me feel as though spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I want to go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across the meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. Because you make me feel so young.
Very good.
And, that was a wonderful dance that you did there.
That's right. It's radio, so we couldn't watch Otto.
My feet hurt.
That's right.
Very good.
So
the bottom line to that is that the ability to hear offers an awful lot of things in life. So why don't people who can hear continue to aggravate the people around them?
that's an interesting question. The research tells us that on average, between the time a person starts to have hearing problems and the time they do something about it, get tested or look for help, the average time delay there is about 7 years. So that's, 7 years of frustration and aggravation, and as you said,
that's true for me. I can tell you that.
Right, and it's a typical thing, and it's aggravation, as I think you mentioned before, Otto, that not just for the person who has the hearing loss, but family and friends, around them. So in my field, we've been trying to, figure this out. Why people postpone getting help for so long. And there are a couple of the reasons that I see, I think, are, part of it is that the hearing loss tends to happen, for most people, very gradually. Right?
Okay.
And there's this analogy that people talk about of a frog being dropped in a pot of water, if mm-hmm. you've heard this. And they say that if you have a pot of water that's room temperature, let's say you have a boiling pot of water, right? And you drop a frog in, it'll jump right out because it's boiling water. But if you drop the frog in a pot of room temperature water and you start to turn the heat up, and the heat increases gradually, so slowly it starts to boil, because there's only a gradual change, the frog doesn't really notice it, and you'll have boiled frog for dinner.
Right, right.
So something like that happens with hearing, but when it happens so slowly, and usually it's friends and family members that notice the problem first before the person who has the hearing loss. And I've had more than one patient say, I hear fine. It's just that my husband or wife or my children don't speak properly. Mm-hmm. Nobody speaks properly.
Everybody's the same. It's just a very gradual. You don't turn around and 20% of your hearing's gone one day and then 20. Then you're talking about, you said something, I didn't quite hear what Dr. Larry said today.
Right.
And then, okay.
Right. And I mean, there are rare occasions where it happens over, quickly, but that's very rare. The typical case is very slowly. And those cases where it happens quickly, the person could end up with the same amount of hearing loss as another person who had a gradual loss. But if it happened overnight, they say, oh, my gosh, this is terrible. I have to get help right away. So that's part. Part of it, of course, is in some cases, I imagine it's for people that do know that they've have problems. There's vanity involved in some mm-hmm. cases, or they're afraid how they're going to look.
Right.
I mean, I had a patient. She was 101 years old, and she really would be able to hear a lot better with hearing aids. And she said, well, I don't know. if I wear hearing aids, people might think I'm getting older.
Right, that's the truth.
Well, it's true. There's definitely a stigma that is not connected to glasses.
Isn't that interesting?
Right. Yeah. Now I'm going to put a hold on this for 1 second. We have to take a break. Yeah. And I didn't even know Otto had hearing aids. Honestly, and I know, but I'm looking. Because you told me today, but I've seen you for the last year, and I didn't even know. Yeah. It's a much different thing than it was years ago, which this is big. Yeah. Nevertheless, we're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.